6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Monday, start of a brand new week, March 21st, 2022. Yesterday was the first day of spring, and you know what that means. Spring has sprung, fall has fell, summer is always hotter than usual. That's right. Yeah, that's a little climate change joke for those of you out there. Hey, we need a little levity because, of course, the world is filled with such negative news. Yes, we got to all get our dose of bacon and eggs in the morning, right? Nah, not really. We'll make fun of some things. That's always fun to do because, hey, if we can't make fun of ourselves and fun of other people, I mean, what fun is that? The Power Mall, of course, I get to tell you about all the neat sales going on and why they are. We have 10% off OptiVita and Vitamir products this week at the Power Mall, and that's because we're going to be having them on later in the week. The spokespeople from those two firms will give you that little roster right here. This is another thing that's happening. It's very newsworthy because the EU, that's the European Union, the latest headlines out in RT is reporting that they are stockpiling iodine pills and nuclear protective gear in light of the Ukraine conflict. They are in hastening plans to improve the bloc's incident response mechanisms. They must be worried about something because of chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear threats. Keep in mind also that because of this news story and my own personal research is showing you that people are scrambling to try to find something to replace the radioactive iodine from these radiation devices. Could be nuclear warheads, whatever the case may be, an EMP. More so if a nuke does go off, there's going to be EMP in the area that it got hit in. So there will be sporadic regional power outages. This is one of the reasons why we have a new product alert on North American Urban Spices, Nuke Protect. Now, this is a the ORAC profile is 6 times more powerful than blueberries. It contains natural source iodine from wild kelp as well as 110% of the recommended intake of natural source selenium. It's ideal for uses in cases of nuclear radiation exposure. And I don't know if you've been out there looking in the media or on Amazon or various other places trying to find potassium iodide or potassium iodate or any stuff like what we have at the Power Mall. You can't find it anywhere. Everybody is buying it up because of this phobia. And this is the thing. We've had experts on our show telling you it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Because there are people out there that are renegades. We're talking about Iran and North Korea, and nobody's monitoring. We have a very weak administration run by a bunch of lamos that can't even get their titles and various other things they talk about correct. Yeah, Giggles made another big mistake over the weekend, which we'll get to. But anyway, Nuke Protect is 10% off right now. It's a new product we have right now. It's at the Power Mall. This is 110% of recommended intake of natural source selenium. You can get that Nuke Protect at the Power Mall. The Good Health Naturally products, we have some new stuff on there, the vitamin C with Camu Camu, the daily immune protection, ionic selenium, joint and skin matrix, 120 caps, and the SAMe Plus 60 count. In addition to our BOGO, buy one, get one free deals on Power Silver, 1 ounce nano silver, and Tranquil, while supplies last. On the situation with our guests, Adam Andrzejewski is going to be here. He's from Open the Books. He has been banned by Forbes because he's telling the truth. We're going to be talking about Fauci's finances. You know, it's really funny. This is very timely because Fauci has announced that he may step down. Oh, but not until he comments that we might need masks again and all sorts of other stuff, that we might have another wave of something, but it may not affect the United States as much as it'll affect the rest of the world. See, they can never get their storyline straight, folks. They're always moving the goalposts. I think Fauci wants to quit and get out of here before a Republican Congress comes into play and goes after him with one investigation after another, and it turns into a Fauci witch hunt. I really think that's what's going on. So Adam Andrzejewski is going to be on the show here during the noon hour to talk to us about it, as will Benjamin Barton, who's got a new book out, The Credentialed Court Inside the Cloistered Elite World of American Justice. We already know the justice system is so slanted and politicized, and he's written four different books. We'll get into that when we talk to him later on in the show. On Tuesday, we'll have Rupert Darwall, Green Tyranny. He's got a new book out, too, exposing the totalitarian writs of the climate industrial complex and all about that nonsense that they're trying to feed us. Frank Davis with OptiVita Products will be joining us during the noon hour tomorrow. On Wednesday, Robert Tectalian, you're going to be talking about the Vitamir products that we have at the Power Mall. The noon hour, we have a first-timer for me, Stephanie Senef, who is a Ph.D. at MIT, a senior research analyst, a scientist. She's going to be talking about the dangers of glyphosate in your food. Yeah, that's going to be real important. You want to have her on there, too. She's also been doing a lot of inputting about COVID-19 as part of the frontline doctors group that's out there. She's appeared on multiple videos, so it's going to be really nice talking to her. Thursday, we'll have Nick Corbishley from the book Scanned on the show. So, I mean, there is a lot of stuff that we have to share with you, a lot of truth, a lot of information. Knowledge is power. That's the reason we're here. We appreciate also the fact that you are also a team member. You're supporting the Power Hour. If you click on the buymeacoffee.com link, the banner, when it pops up, on you go to thepowerhour.com, and you can become a level 1, 2, or 3 supporter. And each one of them has perks. The $5 a month level 1 support, you get to become a team member supporting us on a monthly basis. Level 2, you get 5% discount off of all online orders at thepowermall.com, plus commercial-free show archives. And level 3 support, for $25 a month, you get commercial-free show archives, the Joyce Riley Archive Vault Access, which we add new stuff to commercial-free every week. And you get 10% off all the online orders at thepowermall.com. If you have any questions, support at thepowerhour.com is our email address. One more note, newsworthy note here, because of all of what is going on and the fact that these people at the CDC, the NIH, and Fauci can't keep their mouth shut. And every time they say something, we're going to get into what something Rochelle the Witch Walensky started spewing. Oh, you're going to love this one when we talk about that when we get in the new segment. But see, here's the thing. Because of the scares that keep coming up, people are going, look, where can we find a frontline doctor that's online that we can get a hold of, who's a COVID expert and knows where we can get these off-label meds that won't charge an arm and a leg? The answer is mygotodoc.com. And it's tempting to think that the worst has passed, but the experts are predicting another wave. And, you know, while we don't know when that's going to happen, wouldn't it be a smart idea to have the stuff in your medicine cabinet before it happens? It's called investing in yourself and your health. That's the most important thing right now, is to keep yourself pumped up like I do. I went to mygotodoc.com. It was developed by Dr. Syed Haider. And we trust him because he's been on the show twice, and he's come up with a plan. He's treated over 50,000 people with zero deaths that had COVID, right? Unlike other sites, you can register for free and ask questions forever. Most importantly, they connect you to the independent pharmacies that get you those drugs that you need and charge less than anybody else. MyGoToDoc.com, your go-to source for COVID-19. The number is 281-219-7367 if you want to give them a call. MyGoToDoc.com. I have done this. I went. I signed up online. It was free. I got to type in messages, and here's something else that Dr. Syed Haider is going to offer. Power Hour listeners, and only Power Hour listeners, if you message them and tell them you are a Power Hour listener and you feel sick, they will treat you. They normally will not treat people. They do advanced fill your medicine cabinet up kind of stuff. But if you tell them you're sick and you need to be treated, they will deal with your situation. They've made that promise to us here at the Power Hour, and we appreciate that because, you know, people in the know are able to get treated right away, so you're not sitting here getting sicker and sicker by the day without treatment. We want you to be healthy, folks. That's the name of the game. That's part of the blessings that God has imparted on us and given us the opportunity to share with you. So we appreciate that. Now, we have a major slate of news going on that we're going to try to share with you, and those things you can read on the email in blast. You get that inbox in blast, that email blast that comes into you. I call it an in blast because it literally, we blast the news at you and you can pick and choose what you want to read and dissect through all the propaganda. Cause some of it is. There's some stuff on there that I read on RT this morning I would not share with you. Because to me, I read right through it and I said, this is propaganda. Russia's just trying to spread garbage about Ukraine. Ukraine's spreading garbage about Russia. And you're going to hear a lot of that because you'll hear it during wartime. So we don't know who to trust. There are certain things that we do know. China's Civil Aviation Authority has confirmed that a Boeing 737 crashed into a mountain range in China, killing 132 people on board, 123 passengers and 9 crew members. Rescue efforts currently underway. A mountain fire has been reported following the accident. That always complicates things. Not yet known how many people are dead. I tell you what, you crash into a mountain, you really think there's going to be that many people alive? We'll keep you posted on that one. A huge Chinese city, Jilin, has gone into lockdown over COVID-19. It's 3-day lockdown to curb the spread of the virus. We'll see how long that lasts because, you know, when they say, oh, yeah, we're just going to lock it down to stop the spread. Remember that one? That little piece of propaganda that came out, turned into 2 months. Killed the economy all over the U.S. You got to watch these people. They're habitual liars, folks. Got to read through it all and prepare. Mariupol says Russia forcefully deported thousands of its people from the besieged city after Russia spoke to of refugees arriving from the strategic port. Where were they deported from? Mariupol, Ukraine. And where were they deported to? Into Russia. Of course, Epic Times could not independently verify the claims, which means we have to treat that as propaganda. Meanwhile, Volodymyr Zelensky issued a measure that bans 11 opposition political parties. You see, this is part of the reason why I think Putin doesn't like what Zelensky is doing because of the censorship that's going on there. And he's trying to ban the Progressive Socialist Party, the Socialist Party of Ukraine, the Socialist, all of the different blocs that have started up there trying to push their leftist regimes in Ukraine. Whether they'll succeed or not, to be seen. They see also announcing that the Ministry of Defense claiming Belarus is preparing its military to invade Ukraine. Really? We'll see about that. Just because there are signs of preparation doesn't mean anything. Officials in Belarus haven't issued any public comment in response to Ukraine's allegations, which means we have to treat it like propaganda. Ukraine, as of March 20th, finally is rotating their Chernobyl staff. That's kind of crazy, you know, according to the IAEA. You don't just keep a whole staff inside of a nuclear power plant for that length of time. They have to rotate them out of there. I mean, it's totally crazy. There is a whole list of things going on in Ukraine that you'll have to read through when you get the blast. Because, like I said, this is huge. In addition to the stockpiling of the iodine pills and nuclear protective gear, people are really freaking out thinking something terrible is going to happen. And that's caused a big scramble online for people buying up potassium iodide, potassium iodate, which is why we tell you, go to the power mall and order your supply of Nuke Protect or Detoxidine. We have two different blends out there from two different companies on the power mall that you can go to help keep you healthy and replace that bad radioactive iodine with the good stuff. And you keep that on hand just in case, because you just don't know. Conservative Party leadership in Canada, Jean Charest, says he would ban Huawei from participating in Canada's 5G wireless network if he becomes leader, staying in line with his party's position. Speaking at a Calgary event on March 10th, he announced his leadership bid. The former Quebec Premier and Deputy Prime Minister of Canada said he's very proud of his work for Huawei, helping to sort out the situation. In an interview with CBC's Vasily Kapalos, Chara said his work with Huawei never contradicted Canada's national interest. He did not directly respond to Kapalos when she asked whether he regarded the Chinese company as a national security threat to Canada at the time. Again, this remains to be seen because, as you know, politicians make comments to get elected. And then after they get in office, you know what happens then, right? Moving to the national side of things, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has been hospitalized with what appears to be flu-like symptoms. We have not confirmed yet that it is COVID, but we don't know that it's not COVID-related. They say he does not have COVID. Well, we'll see. If they used a PCR test, that means they stuck that junk up his nose. Folks, I would not have personally have a, this is just me, I would not have a procedure done if the two conditions were I had to have a jab or I had to have that swab up my nose. Because one, the swabs are not reliable, and two, you don't know what's on the tip of that thing. Now, we have people out there that have gone through and scanned them all, looked at them under electron microscopes and seen all that nano garbage on there. They might literally be contaminating you with spike proteins on the jab. Because if they can't get you with the jab, they at least got you with a test. You see, they're just, and where'd they come from? China. Now they get them making them here in the U.S.? I mean, this is insane, folks. If they don't work, because they didn't have COVID at the time, all they had was the flu or cold, that's what was on them. But there was other junk on them, too, because we saw moving parts on those swabs. That's why they keep them in sealed containers. And you stick them up your nose, and they get into the back wall of your nasopharynx, which is what that is, that area behind your nose up there. And they have to shove it up there and they have to rub it around inside the nasopharynx to get your DNA. And who ends up with that? The government and maybe China. Is that what you want? I haven't had either. No COVID jab, no COVID test. Not doing it, not going there. Come at me with that, leave with a bullet. That's my motto. Not happening if they go door to door with this junk. This is when civil war is going to break out, folks. You know, a lot of you out there are very, very smart. Power Hour listeners, my body, my choice kind of people. That's okay. It's the way it is. Should be that way. The government should not force you to do something you don't want. That's not freedom, folks. That's tyranny. Four laws passed by the Arkansas General Assembly last year affecting voters in that state were struck down on Friday by Pulaski County Circuit Judge Wendell Griffin. He ruled all four of those laws violated the Arkansas Constitution by placing undue burdens on voters. In granting the permanent injunction, Griffin said legislative fears of voter fraud could not justify passing laws restricting voting in the absence of any proof of conduct the laws were purportedly passed to address. In the judicial sphere, you don't prove something is illegal just because you're afraid that something might happen, Griffin said. That's speculation. But what about prevention? There's 80-plus million people out there that feel just a little bit disenfranchised, wouldn't you say? 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We'll be taking your calls in the next half hour. So if you've got something to say, we want to know what's going on between your ears. An ex-lawmaker from West Virginia who was at the Capitol building during the January 6th breach has pleaded guilty to a felony charge. Derek Evans, 36, from Pritchard, pleaded guilty to civil disorder before U.S. District Judge Royce Lambert. He's been accused of trying to commit an act to obstruct, impede, or interfere with law enforcement from the U.S. Capitol Police, lawfully engaged in the performance of his or her official duties during a civil disorder. Oh, civil disorder. Wait a minute. You mean it's not civil unrest? It's not an insurrection? It's a civil disorder. That's what the media is reporting now. Ooh. See how it changes? Yeah, they're going to jail. He could get up to 5 years and be fined up to $250,000. The certified 2020 election results in Pennsylvania show that Biden won with 80,555 more votes than Donald Trump. But when then Secretary of State Kathy Buchbar certified the vote on November 24th, 2020, the state had 784,752 more ballots than voters, nearly 10 times more than Biden's margin of victory. You see, this is one of the reasons why there is all of these laws being passed This is why the states are ramping up, trying to stop this from happening again, because people have little to no confidence in our election system now because of what happened. I'm speaking for 85 plus million people out there that voted for Trump. And while I'm not necessarily a Trumper per se, he has done more for this country than most presidents we've had in office. Why? Because he's a CEO. Yeah, he's a blowhard. He can't stay off Twitter. He really needs to shut up when it comes to stuff like that and stop flaunting his ego around. But see, he's a CEO. He's a businessman. Does he have a lot to be proud of? Yes. But see, here's the law of promotion. It always works better in promotion. And I'm a marketing person too. It always works better in promotion when you don't toot your own horn. When other people toot your horn for you, it adds a lot more credibility to your game. That's general rule of business, folks. Marketing 101. Getting on there and tooting your own horn and patting yourself on the back during a presser or during one of these national entertainment venues where you have 80,000 of your supporters there talking about all the great things you did. You know, that is not exactly the kind of thing that, you know, works in the angle of marketing. Accusing the other side of doing things and having fact to back up what you're saying, that's more important than tooting your own horn. People will know you by the people you associate with, and the biblical saying, I believe, is ye shall know them by their fruits. The U.S. Army has announced its first separation of soldiers for refusing the coronavirus vaccine on Friday. Well, I don't blame them. To date, the Navy's discharged 544 sailors, the Air Force 212, the Marines 1,038, and now the Army is next. Only two requests have been granted for exemptions out of 3,943. So keep in mind that there is a what we call a little cleansing going on. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after this short break here on the Power Hour. Dave Treatment with you. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Two minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. and it's Monday, the 21st of March. Yeah, we just got past the spring equinox there. And there we are now moving into spring. And down here where I'm at, we started out with a little bit of rain this morning. Looks like it might clear up later today. I don't know about your neck of the woods. But, you know, we were talking about January 6th prior to the break. A Secret Service agent's going to have to answer questions about the location of then Vice President Mike Pence on January 6th during questioning in an upcoming trial of a defendant, according to a judge. Prosecutors moved in January to bar the lawyers for Cooey Griffin, the defendant, from asking questions about Pence's location, arguing it isn't relevant to the case. And the judge says it is. You can read more about that in our email blast in your inbox. A January 6th suicide victim was told he would not receive a fair trial in this town. The 14-month ordeal battling charges from his time at the U.S. Capitol, put Matthew Perna so much pressure on him, he commenced throwing up blood when the U.S. Department of Justice asked to delay his sentencing and promulgated it would seek more prison time. It was just a bridge too far. February 25th, he took his own life. Suffered constant nightmares. Not a good thing. So, and we got a former police officer also pleading guilty to a January 6th conspiracy charge. Jacob Fracker, 30, formerly with the Rocky Mountain Police Department in North Carolina, apparently took a selfie-style photo of his middle finger salute along with a coworker inside the U.S. Capitol, pleading guilty to a felony conspiracy charge. Yeah, he and his buddy entered the Capitol, agreed to attempt to impede, stop, or delay proceedings going on before Congress. So guess what? He is now a political prisoner, political enemy of the state. He could end up in prison as well. It's amazing the things going on just involving this, all because people decided they were going to march on the Capitol, and instead of just protesting outside, they decided to go into the building and disrupt things. This is where the government just loves to put FBI informants and people in that crowd. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it actually did happen. Bob in Missouri, good morning, sir. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I think you could count on that, okay?
I bet.
Huh?
I said, I bet.
Oh, I bet, you know, for sure. You were talking about you don't want to toot your own horn, it doesn't work, but sometimes it does. In the case of Cassius Clay, who turned into Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to whoop Joe Frazier. I'm going to whoop Joe Frazier. Yeah.
The big, ugly bear, Sonny Liston,
yeah.
You know. I'm going
That's
bear
right.
hunting, you know.
There you go.
It did work for him in that case, okay? He fashioned his career after a wrestler by the name of Gorgeous George.
I remember him. I remember him.
That's where he got his own little shtick from, was Gorgeous George, you know. And it worked for him, you know. Sometimes it does work.
Well, that's sports, not politics, though, you know.
I'm just saying, sometimes, you know, it works for one guy and it doesn't work for the other guy, you know. And it, a lot of it depends on the media, too. But, I think, you know, just in terms of everything, you know, we got to look in our past history. That's the main thing that these totalitarians want to do is erase your history. So we got to revamp and look who's been running our school systems. And where it goes back to, it goes back, I don't know if you realize it, Dave, it goes back to the Frankfurt School. You ever heard of the Frankfurt School back in 33?
I have.
Brought over here by John Dewey, the Marxist communist.
That's right.
Who believes in God is a mentally ill.
Yep, and they wanted to turn our entire educational system around. That was their MO from the day they set foot in this country.
They sure did, dude. And so we got to go back. We got to go back in history. You know, they want to put everything in present day. So the main point is they want to cover their steps. You know, there's a staircase full of dust. Their footprints are there, and they want to erase that. They want to get a fan in there and erase all that dust so you don't see where the footsteps came from, okay? It's from propaganda. It's amazing, you know, the power. And here's the thing. You know, there was, Tokyo Rose during the World War II? She was a propagandist against our country. You know, Tokyo
I remember
Rose,
that.
Remember her. I don't know what ever happened to her. In Vietnam, there was, Hanoi Hannah?
Yes, I remember that, too.
But what
the Wicked Witch of the North.
Huh?
I said the Wicked Witch of the North, according to Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam.
You know, it's a weapon. This is a weapon. That's one of your enemy's main weapons is propaganda. And if you look at the media, it's all propaganda. And I look at these people as soldiers who are at war with our country. Their bullets are coming out of their mouths to kill you, okay? It doesn't have to necessarily be a bomb. It doesn't have to be a bullet. You know, it could be the propaganda is going to turn your kids into the enemies of you, okay? They're too cowardly to come out and fight you, so they do it through your kids. These are evil little punks. I keep on telling you, they're punks. And that's what they are, and they know they are. And they're laughing about it because they get away with it. That's the whole nature of this creature. If there's no repercussions for what you do, you'll keep on doing whatever you're doing, okay? And we got no two-party system up there. It's a one-party Hollywood Marxist propaganda machine that runs our TVs. That government up there, and it's been going on for how long? If you go back and look at the wars, look at where all the wars were all BS. You know, they were whether it was Vietnam, Gulf of Tonkin, you know, that was totally fake, it turns out.
Oh, yeah. Totally financed by the banks on both sides. Yep. Financed by the banks on both sides. Yeah, we get that. And that's probably been going on ever since World War One got started. And the thing
is
that, you know.
Here's the other thing. I'm not going to get into it right now, but we got to look into who did 9/11.
Yeah, I think that there was more to that.
Everybody does know, but the powers that be, it's a matter. It's like, you know, I look at myself as a great-grandson of Sherlock Holmes. And when you ever look at a crime scene, what do they got cameras and banks for and stuff like that? To show the people, the police, as to who, if there is a crime committed, to show who was there to commit that crime.
Well, obviously now, Bob.
Because look at all the legislation was already there before 9/11 happened. It was all BS.
That's right. Well, you know that they had all those cameras around the Pentagon.
It's an act of war, Dave. Huh?
Yeah, it is. It is an act of war. And the thing is that the false flag attack, which is what a lot of people believe, there was a video out that showed what the Pentagon attack, and I've saved several different copies of that. In the Pentagon attack, there was a nice, neat, round hole in Section E of the Pentagon. And the problem is airplanes leave wreckage. There was no wreckage on the Pentagon. You know, that whole thing made so much sense. And here you have, you know, Flight 77 did not attack the Pentagon. I have my theories about it. I believe that Flight 77 was flown to Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, flown into the NASA hangar, parked in the NASA hangar. The numbers on the tail were changed. The people were offloaded, put onto buses, and taken somewhere to be executed.
And no, that I never heard was that a, one. You got to get something on about that. I want to know about
well,
that.
Well, see, here's my whole thing. You got to look at where the vector was at the time that this whole, and I don't look at it as a conspiracy theory because I was talking to somebody from Naval Intel, and he said, you don't miss a trick, do you? You look at where the flight 77, where the transponder dropped. It was just as they entered the Cleveland VOR. You look at that and you look at the direct flight path and they said, well, it did a U-turn. Well, that doesn't jibe with all of the time frames that, like, you know, whatever, Ted, the solicitor general at the time, his wife Barbara called him from the aircraft and said, you know, we're being hijacked, et cetera, et cetera. And then that was the end of the phone call. Now, the thing is it would have been a lot more convenient to land that at the closest VOR vector, which to me, because of the fact you got to know where there's a big enough airport or airplane hangar that you could land a 757.
Right.
And that would have been Cleveland Hopkins, and there was a airport hangar with NASA. If you go to Google Earth and you Google Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, you will see that hangar on the northwest end of the runway. It would have been so easy to put that plane down, flying under the radar with no transponder on, and land that aircraft because it did not crash into the Pentagon. I've never believed that.
No.
Not for 1 minute.
No.
And people
and
said
the
they could smell cordite. That was a missile.
In Oklahoma, you know, trying to say that David Koresh, went up there with a truck
McVeigh.
Bombs and that blew up the side of the building.
With McVeigh, yeah.
You know, that's such a bunch of, there's no way in God's earth that could have possibly happened, okay? That little truck couldn't do anything like that damage to that building. And, you know, let's reenact it again to show how much they might break out some windows, but that's it.
Well, here's the thing, too. You got all this information from Whitewater stored in that building. All the information from Whitewater was stored in that building.
Yes. Yes. You know, so this is told, it's our subversive, Secret Service, which should be totally looked at and totally, if we have to, ban the whole thing with this, all these little different groups, you know? They've all been put in there by Bolshevik Marxist, and we know that, and we know who they are. And I think they know that their day is coming. You know, I think they know. Did you ever see that movie called Z?
Yes.
That was an interesting situation because the whole government couldn't be trusted there, and that's our situation right now. We need an outside force. This could be besides what's in there right now because they're totally corrupt. So look at this whole thing and try them. Put them
sadly,
on TV,
Bob,
and try them. Huh?
Yeah, sadly, Bob, the problem that we're having is that the force that we have is going to have to be we the people, and November can't come soon enough in my book. But, of course, again in November, the same shenanigans that occurred in 2020 may occur in November. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. Thanks so much for your call. We got to move on. Chad Carswell, by the way, he's an Air Force veteran. He was forced to choose between getting the COVID jab or death. Now, this guy served on a KC-135 gas tank with wings, with him and other Air Force crewmen inside. I mean, he was literally right out of boot camp. 2 weeks later, here he is in a war zone. And now we need to give him new kidneys. They have slipped down to just 4% functionality over the course of time. He searched for a hospital that would accept him without a COVID vaccine. The Fort Worth Transplant Facility support is a far cry from the unwavering position of the Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, that wouldn't even consider him unless he was jabbed. They told me either take the vaccine or you're going to die. Other hospitals, of course, that's why I call them death camps right now. I am not being over the top here by calling them that, given the number of people we've had on the show that have talked about their loved ones being murdered. Medical murder is what they're calling it. And it's sad but true. You are taking a big chance having a medical procedure anywhere if they tell you you've got to have the jab or the swab. And it's like, nope, sorry, not doing it. I'll find someplace else. Your better bet is to go to a free state to get that done. Because some of these people that claim to be free states, they're not. And you know, because you go to the hospital and find out exactly how many frontline doctors they're listening to versus the number of people listening to the CDC, because those people are full of BS. That's just the way it is. It is now day 16 in Hagerstown, Maryland. The People's Convoy has grown larger and larger and larger. They are making the rounds on the highway, the Beltway, to raise awareness of their demands. They want to end the national emergency against this pandemic and restore freedoms protected by the U.S. Constitution. It's just that simple. You can read more about that on the email blast we send you. Speaking of this security that we supposedly have here, we have a southern border that is wide open to everybody and their brother, and illegal aliens are migrating across this country, many undetected. An illegal alien is charged with brutally murdering a couple who were doing what? Riding their bikes back to their home in Daytona Beach, Florida. Gene Robert McSean, a 32-year-old illegal alien, was arrested and charged late last week for murder of a husband and wife, 55-year-old Brenda Altman and 48-year-old Terry Altman. According to Daytona police, their Altmans were riding their bikes back to their home following the day at Bike Week Festival when they were encountered by McSean. Police said the Altmans were found in a grassy area next to a sidewalk with slashes and stabs all over their bodies. Both were declared dead at the scene. Police took McSean into custody late last week and charged him with two counts of first-degree murder. The Altmans' bikes were also recovered from the scene. They got their guy, but like the Jacksonville father of four that was shot to death by an illegal alien, we have another one at the hands of an illegal alien. Arizona is making moves to require keeping public record of illegal alien crimes. They're trying to ramp this up. This is a bill by Arizona State Rep. John Kavanaugh, require the state to keep a record of all the crimes and put it out there. This is a House Bill 2326. The plan would require all Superior Court probation departments in Arizona to keep a record of illegal alien criminals with specific identifying information of the crimes they committed. You can read more about that on the blast as well. The White House has altered its transcript to cover for Kamala's stupidity. That's right. Giggles has blown it again. She claimed that the Ukrainian people were, Ukraine was part of NATO. Yeah. She said the U.S. stands firmly with Ukrainian people in defense of the NATO alliance. On the transcript later, the White House posted said the United States stands firmly with the Ukrainian people and in defense of the NATO alliance, trying to cover up her blunder. So every time they get on TV or in some press conference, they blow it. Just like Biden refers to Harris as the first lady. Duh. What are these people, mental? Apparently so. Looks that way. As far as the economic state of affairs here in America, this would be something that Adam Andrzejewski, we're going to be talking to at the top of the next hour, could speak on. School districts across the country are grappling with declining enrollments induced by the pandemic. Many are engaged in spending sprees, the likes of which, I mean, wow. Widespread layoffs and budget cuts when the federal money ran out. They got $190 billion in pandemic relief funding from Washington, and what are they doing with it? I'll give you an example. We're talking about waste. Creston Community School District in Iowa used $231,000 of COVID relief money to expand its sports stadium bleachers to make them ADA compliant. The school board in Fort Worth, Texas, in October approved spending $171,000 of the district's money for five vans to support the district's gifted and talented students. Moore County Schools in North Carolina is already asking the county for more money after blowing through its pandemic account, which funded expenditures including the installation of, ready for this, two new running tracks and gym lockers. The McAllen, Texas school district, which has lost 15% of its enrollment since 2011, approved using those pandemic relief funds for a project that critics contend is not connected to education, a $4 million expansion of a nature park on city property. Folks, you know, unless you wake up and hold these people accountable, you know, each state was required to file a general spending plan for its share of ESSER funding. But, of course, they don't have to provide specifics for what they did with it. The current wave of funding is all over the place, said Chad Alderman, policy director at Georgetown University's Economics Lab, or Endunomics Lab, which conducts research on the economics of education. There's not a clear articulation of what the money's for, so what do? They're like Congress, the bunch of whores. They go out and spend this stuff on any damn thing they well please. Really, sports? Sports-related stuff? How does that help education? Remember, we talked about sports a long time ago, especially with the alumni that are out there trying to recruit all these, you know, really gifted high school athletes to come and be on their teams because it's all about rah-rah, shish-goom-ba, let's scream FJB at the event, not wearing masks, because it's all about school spirit. Wow. Here's another little tidbit of news about open spaces in U.S. places. Is that a rhyme? New report from Numbers USA has revealed that 17,800 square miles of open space in the U.S. were claimed by development between 2002 and 2017. That area is about as large as the size of Connecticut and Maryland put together. The rate of sprawl in this century has slowed down fairly substantially from what it was in the 70s through the 90s. That's the good news. And for a variety of reasons, some of which are not so good. The 2008 meltdown, for example. This is Numbers USA reporting this from Sea to Sprawling Sea is the article. The bad news, if they could put it that way, is the population growth represents an ever larger share of the forces driving the urban sprawl. And what do you think that is? Immigrants or their descendants? That's what the reports say. There's an interactive online map you can go to in the email blast that we're going to send you. And the largest global land grab in human history is happening. Barcoding nature is what it's called, and there's an article there on our email blast. If you have not signed up for it, you need to sign up for this and read it. If you've ever heard of a natural asset company, or NAC in short, and we're not referring to N-acetylcysteine here. We've only recently come across the term. We're coming to the view it may facilitate the biggest corporate land grab in recent history. That is, if we the people don't put a stop to it. If you believe that nature should never become a commodity that's bought and sold by the powerful few, you're going to want to read this article. National Weather Service, that's NOAA, by the way, and not the one that built the ark, warns U.S. mega drought is going to persist, which may impact food supply chains. This is one of the reasons why we have guests like Marjorie Wildcraft on the show. If you are not planning, if greenhouses and chicken coops are not in your future, they should be. Bear in mind, we're looking at space right now on my acreage to put both of those items. Like I said, six hens can produce 1,500 eggs a year. That's quite a bit of protein for you and your family. You will need it. If you're not planning on it now, you should be. We will be facing a food shortage. And here's the thing, with all of that garbage being sprayed up in the atmosphere, and I think you know where I'm going with that, according to U.S. Drought Monitor, at least 90% of nine western states are now plagued with dry conditions, including all of California, Nevada, Utah, 99% of New Mexico. And if you go to powerhourfood.com, you can sign up for free on a free webinar with Marjorie Wildcraft. You can ask a lot of questions on these webinars. This is education, folks. Knowledge is power. It's solution time. That's why we bring this to you here on the Power Hour, because we want you to be prepared. Scout's motto. And there's an article on there of five foods that destroy your immune system. Are you ready for those? You can read more about them, but I'll give you the five. Red meat, fried foods, soda, sugary snacks, and processed foods. I know, it's hard to break away from that once you get started, man. They put chemicals in that stuff that just gets you going. But see, some of these foods accumulate acrylamide, which is a dangerous carcinogen. Chaga mushrooms, by the way, if you didn't know, we have that. Chaga Max, 90 count at the Power Mall. There's an article on there about this non-toxic medicinal mycelium with a propensity for birch bark. If you were to spot it while roaming through a birch forest in the northern hemisphere, you'd probably assume it's one of these ungodly tree infections, but it's not. I have chaga powder here. We take it on occasion. It's got some really interesting properties you can read about in the blast. Fauci, of course, we told you he says he's considering stepping down from the position he's held since 84. Yeah, right. He's 81 years old, and he's, you know, Rand Paul wants to go after him and see that he spends the rest of his time in prison or before a firing squad. I think lethal injection is too humane for that man, given the fact that, you know, he's done things that, to me, equate to Nuremberg category. Meanwhile, he's out there babbling that the U.S. is not likely to see a surge from a new COVID-19 subvariant. Remember, this is one of the reasons why we tell everybody to be prepared. Better to be safe than sorry. We don't want you all dropping dead of something. That's the idea. That's why we have mygotodoc.com out there. New York City, by the way, is going to indefinitely continue its vaccine mandate for the private sector. And why on earth would that be? Well, because look how big New York City is. They want to get as many people jabbed as they can. There must be a reason for that. I think you know what it is. The BA.2 subvariant. Wow. Counting for 39% of cases in the state, so we got to jab everybody. Maybe they won't have a reaction like the woman in the United Kingdom. 34-year-old Kim Lockwood died of a brain bleed 8 days after getting the jab. Now, are you willing to risk that? We're going to be talking to Adam Andrzejewski after this break. We want you to stay with us here in the Power Mall because we're going to open the books. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.